The team is winning. Oh, wait, they put the score up wrong. I guess they're losing.
If you were shopping at Bloomington's Eastland Mall recently, you may have done a double take. A large green mascot meant to resemble a stalk of corn showed off a range of emotions in front of a panel of judges. Martin Tirisi was there auditioning for the role of Corny, the mascot for the normal corn belters.
Everyone tells me I have big emotions, big feelings, and big actions, so hopefully that can all come out today.
So what are you going to do in your audition?
I'm going to dress up as Corny and try and make all these girls fall in love with me.
Martin has played a mascot before in high school. Donning the Corny costume requires some stamina. There's a large costume itself and a section of padding around the stomach for the occasional fall or self-induced tumble. After showing off some dance moves and the obligatory flirting, Martin says he's still up to the task.
The suit's really, really hot, but the worst part about it is the breathing. You can't breathe very well inside of it because it's cloth. Is it doable? Yeah, definitely doable. I can make it happen. The fans will keep me going. The game itself will keep me going. You know, the whole atmosphere of being a mascot, just got to have motivation. You got to be dedicated to it.
Corny, that's it. Keep moving, buddy. Keep moving, Corny. Let's see
you. Bob Misavage is coaching the hopeful mascots and others looking for a part-time summer job. He owns Total Sports Entertainment, a consultant for the sports industry. That means he oversees dozens of auditions like this for different sports each year.
You never know from city to city what the talents are and how we want to essentially put a show together for the audience that attends sporting events. And we'll take all kinds of different people with all kinds of great, vast talents for that job.
When the normal Corn Belters play their first ever home game next month, the 24-man roster will be accompanied by not only a mascot, but an on-field fun crew of three or four people each night.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to take you away from our regularly scheduled ball game to catch a couple of interviews from our fans in the cheap seats.
How about two or three of you guys?
Come on. And you in the break.
Like Martin Tirisi, Bill Daniel is an Illinois State University theater student looking to hone improv skills by joining the Corn Belters' supporting cast.
I love riffing off of other people, so it was really easy to just play off of someone else. Just, you know, they give you a nice little skeleton, and you just play off of how everyone else reacts, and it just kind of gives you more.
In a scene loosely resembling American Idol, Ms. Savage and the Corn Belters' staff evaluates both the hopeful mascots and those attempting to dance their way into a part-time summer job. The team is also hiring on-field MCs and singers to perform the seventh-inning stretch.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.
Kara Vock of Normal says she'd love any of those roles, but dreams of conducting a ballpark full of fans, Harry Carey style.
That's my favorite part of the game, no matter what. If I don't have time to watch the game, I record it and I fast forward to that part because everyone has their own style and their own personality that they can add to the song.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
The Corn Belters are also looking for the full slate of voices to ceremoniously open each contest. Most all the singers, dancers, and hopeful mascots range in age from high school through college age, with the exception of four ladies from Calvary United Methodist Church in Normal. Sally Tucker, Stacy Sebring, and two of their friends are in the choir there. Sally says they've been collaborating for 10 years, ever since their director needed additional music for a Christmas Eve service.
We didn't even have any idea how we would sing together until we just sang. And I think there's a feeling that we sound a little bit like the McGuire sisters.
Singer Julie Dunbar says that may be because she and fellow singer Jennifer Huffman are sisters. And whether or not they're reminiscent of a popular 50s trio, Julie says they're in demand.
Roman Auxiliary Dinner, Professional Women's Dinner, PEO Chapter Meetings, lots of church functions. We get asked more than we can provide music for.
More than 40 people auditioned for supporting roles with the Corn Belters. Team staff has since found seven people for the fun crew, two to play Corny, and is still getting its share of singers for a home season lasting about 3 months. The Normal Corn Belters open their inaugural season in Evansville, Indiana this weekend. The first home game is June 1st against the Windy City Thunderbolts. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.